AP News, I'm Haya Punjwani. Harvard University is challenging President Donald Trump's move to block foreign students from coming to the United States to attend the Ivy League school. Harvard is calling it an illegal retaliation for its rejection of White House demands. The Trump-Musk feud is quickly turning nasty. AP's Sagar Meghani.
In the Oval Office, the president said he's very disappointed. Musk has been bashing his signature Big Beautiful Bill.
He hasn't said bad about me personally, but I'm sure that'll be next.
And it was. Among other things, Musk posted on his social media platform the president would have lost the election if not for him. That was followed by the president threatening to strip Musk's businesses of government contracts and subsidies. Musk wrote, "Go ahead, make my day," and later, without providing evidence, he said the Trump administration has not released all the records related to sex abuser Jeffrey Epstein because the president's mentioned in them. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
A Massachusetts teenager arrested by immigration agents spoke with reporters about the conditions he experienced in detention. AP's Lisa Dwyer.
18-year-old Marcelo Gomes da Silva, who was arrested by immigration agents, told members of the media that the conditions were humiliating.
I haven't showered in 6 days. I haven't done anything. The only thing I could do is thank God every day because that's all I would do. I would pray there. I would talk about the Bible to them. Sometimes our lunch and dinner would be crackers.
On his wrist, he wore a bracelet made from the thin sheet of metallic blanket that he was given.
Well, we lay down on the concrete floor and put that over us.
Marcelo says he is very grateful to be out, but he wants to help those less fortunate.
If they have to be deported, so be it, but in the right way, in the right conditions, because no one there is treated goodly down there. No one there is treated good.
I'm Lisa Dwyer.
This is AP News. Ukraine is under an ongoing Russian ballistic missile and drone attack that wounded at least 3 people. Multiple explosions were heard in the capital, Kiev, where falling debris sparked fires across several districts. A gold medal-winning boxer did not register for an upcoming tournament ahead of Thursday's deadline after the sport's governing body announced a new sex test policy. Corresponding Gethin Kulbaugh.
Olympic champion Aman Khalif is skipping the Eindhoven Box Cup in the Netherlands less than a week after World Boxing announced mandatory sex testing for all athletes. Algerian boxer Khalif won gold at the Paris Games amid scrutiny over her eligibility. Tournament media director Dirk Renders says, quote, "The decision of Aman's exclusion is not ours. We regret it." Khalif had intended to return to international competition at the tournament before World Boxing announced its new sex testing policy last Friday. I'm Gethin Kulbaugh.
I'm Haya Punjwani, AP News.